Hello, listeners. This is Glenn Willis, the Editor-in-Chief for ITO America. Today, I'm speaking with Srini Kushik, the Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for Nationwide Insurance. At Nationwide, now with more than $135 billion in statutory assets, originally began as a small mutual auto insurer. Over the past 80 years, it has grown to become one of the largest insurance and financial service companies in the world. Srini has been with Nationwide since 2002, and has been instrumental in the company's success. Prior to that, he was the CTO for the Business Innovation Services Unit of IBM Global Services, has had more than 20 years of experience in the IT sector, and has been named both on the Elite 8 CIO by INT Magazine, as well as one of the top 25 chief technology officers by InfoWorld. Srini is currently spearheading the development of the Nationwide Development Center, an innovative project that will improve the IT experience for Nationwide associates and customers, as well as improving the operations for the company. I'm here to discuss with Srini today the exact proposition that the Nationwide Development Center brings to its associates and the overall operations of the organization, and to learn a little bit better on how Srini goes about his day-to-day work there at this huge group. Srini, I welcome you today.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Glenn.
Great to have you with us. So, Srini, can you give our listeners kind of an understanding of what exactly is the Nationwide Development Center?
Sure. The Nationwide Development Center is a pretty unique concept. What we are doing within the Nationwide Development Center, if you think about it, Nationwide spends roughly $200 million on application development and maintenance every year. So these are large projects. These are applications that are undergoing some significant modification. Over the past 3 or 4 years, we've spent roughly in the neighborhood of $200 million every year on application development. The traditional way of looking at application development with the skill shortages we've got in the United States has been to go off and do a lot of massive outsourcing. A lot of my peers have done that, and they've had different levels of success with it. What we decided to do is to take a different approach to it. What we wanted to do is to set up, you know, given the fact that we're going to have this type of demand coming at us, the problem we were trying to solve was, can we actually get to be very good at this thing? And in order to do that, we had to make sure that we put the right tools and processes and technologies in place for us to be able to both improve the productivity of our associates and increase the throughput, right? And one of the things that you get out of it is a very, very high level of quality. So our eventual objective with the Nationwide Development Center is to actually prove that we could deliver the same, if not better, value proposition than taking all of this stuff and outsourcing it to, whether it's India, China, or any other places, for us to be able to do it within the United States with our associates and be able to deliver that value proposition. That's the model.
That's great to hear because, as you said, there are many an organization that are facing the economic climate, which then outsourcing isn't too far behind that in terms of cost efficiency, et cetera. So you make some good points there. I'm pretty sure I'm curious to know, as well as the listeners, what was the catalyst behind the creation of the Development Center as perhaps a bit more of a follow-on from your original point there, and what issues has the company faced over these times?
Well, first of all, I think it's, from in your introduction, you talked about Nationwide's growth and how we've become one of the, top insurers in the country. With that growth comes increased expectations of being able to not just be a follower on technology and in IT, but actually be a leader in that space. So the demands from our business partners were justifiably getting, tougher and tougher. They wanted things better, faster, cheaper. That cycle never ends. It's a continuous cycle of trying to get better. And if you get there, how can I do that, faster? And then how can I do that at a price that is very economical? So the external pressure that we were getting both to keep pace with the industry